Welcome back to The Magic of Transformation. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller. So today we have part two of our three-part relationship series. If you haven't listened to part one, I would highly suggest that you listen to that before you listen to this episode. Today we're going to get into a specific question from Morgan, my soul sister and sister-in-law, and I'm going to help her navigate a very specific problem in her current relationship. Hopefully you will learn something from this and be able to apply it to your own. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss part three. Very excited to share that episode with you. If you enjoyed this episode, please give me a 5-star review wherever you listen. And if you think this episode would benefit someone else, pass it along to them. And if you are ready to dive into some real deep personal transformation, check out all of my courses at thetransformationschool.com. Without further ado, enjoy this episode. Okay, so we're back for part two. In part one, we really covered kind of like what is my responsibility versus what is the relationship's responsibility, what is my partner's responsibility, and moving through these three stages of a conscious relationship, moving from the unconscious, super reactive stage one to stage two of, okay, I'm going to do my own work. You're going to do your own work. We're going to meet in the middle. We're going to learn how to communicate. And then moving into stage three, which is really this like very intuitive, flowy dynamic where we can start to really feel into like, wow, this is a dream relationship. My partner intuits what I need, and we show up for each other, and we really are so devotional to each other and committed to each other. Our sex life is amazing, all the good things. So where do you want to dive in?
Okay. Stephanie, are you ready for this?
I think.
Are you ready for this? No, it's not that crazy. So there's different aspects that we'll get into, but really it comes down to a few different behaviors on both of our sides. I'm going to start with him. My husband, when he comes home, he is a gamer. We have two toddlers and they are a handful and they're great and I love them so much. But I'm at home with them during the day. I do have help, but for the most part, I mean, I'm home with them during the day. And when he gets home, that's the only time I have for a break. So the question is, do I give him the space that he needs to have his alone time, which I do, because I do think it's important, especially if you're in healthcare, it's necessary to have time to decompress. I respect that 100%. But there does come a time when I need your help. I need you to take over a little bit so I can at least make dinner and listen to a podcast that I want to listen to, or listen to an audiobook, or, you know, and he loses time when he is gaming. So our issue, that's one side of it. The problem he has is when he wants time with me, I am not present all the time because I am constantly trying to perfect the atmosphere, to get rid of distractions. I'm a very distracted person, if you can't tell. And so his thing is, well, I'm gaming and you want me to be present, but I want time with you after the kids go to bed and you're not present because you're like focusing on getting everything ready to be present. I have OCD. I will obsess about things that distract me in an unhealthy way. And I do take medication. I see a psychiatrist weekly. But that is something about me that is, no matter how much I work on it, which I do, it's going to be there probably.
A lot of Gabor Mate's work focuses around.
Yes, I love him.
Yeah, distracted minds. And, you know, I had ADHD, which I've since healed. What I found with a lot of those kind of neurodivergent, and this isn't like whatever, people can take this or leave it. But a lot of that is deeper wired beliefs around a lack of safety. And there's a desire to control your environment and control everything around you because you and your body don't feel safe. Mm-hmm. So it's like really severe nervous system dysregulation. And so because we don't feel safe in our body, We externalize that, and then we need to do all the things, get all the things ready, clean up all the dishes, whatever. So, in your particular case, it feels to me like there is a lot of dysregulation going on.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes, if you have a partner who's holding a lot of structure and containment, it can help you feel more at ease and able to let go. But I think what's going on here is multifaceted and very layered. It sounds like you need to potentially build a tolerance, build a capacity to be present with your partner. So that may be like, okay, he wants to spend time with you. And you're like, okay, yeah, but I am always focused on a million things and I want to get all the things ready and I'm feeling really dysregulated. So maybe that night you can only do like 4 minutes of presence. But I think it's very, very important to try and to be like, okay, I can only be present with you, let's say even 30 seconds, but like maybe that's where you start, right? Because if he can feel you, okay, I'm going to sit here and the dishes are downstairs, but I want to sit down with you while I still have energy and I'm not super tired. So I'm going to go do the dishes, but all I can tolerate is to sit here with you for 2 minutes because then I have to go do the dishes. So let's be fully present with each other for 2 minutes. I think he would be more appreciative of that, of just the 2 minutes of really quality time where you're like, I'm doing the best I can. I'm going to sit here with you. I'm going to put a timer on so I feel safe. And when the timer goes off, I can go take care of my things, but I'm going to give you this much time. I think to him, I mean, I know it would to me, that would make me feel like, okay, this person is clearly trying. Their goal is to ultimately build up their capacity for presence. And then I would say create some sort of a structure in your quality time. Like if you know what you're going to be doing, I think that will also help your nervous system to relax a little bit. So it's like, what are we going to be doing for this amount of time?
What are the expectations?
Yeah. And just being really clear, what do you want to do in our quality time together? Are you saying like you want to talk? Okay, let me set a timer for 5 minutes. Are you saying you want to make out? But it's like figuring out what are we going to be doing in that time? I think if you know what's going to happen, you know that the schedule is blocked, you're setting a timer. That creates container structure for you to flow into and start testing. Okay, can I do this? Like, how does this feel? Right.
I think that's another thing. It's the expectation, right? To me, hanging out is laying on the couch with him, cuddling, watching a movie. His perfect let's spend quality time together is let's put on some jazz music, let's have a glass of wine, let's sit together and let's really talk, and then let's make out. So then I think if we don't speak about it, which what you're saying, plan. This is what we're going to be doing and talk about it because it will end up being, well, I thought we were going to like hang out on the couch and cuddle and watch a movie. And he's like, well, that's not quality time. Our ideas of presence and quality time are different.
Moving from stage one to stage two, again, is being very clear and talking about the expectations, talking about what you need, talking about what he needs, coming to a, okay, how can we meet your needs and my needs? How can I, if you want to listen to jazz, have a glass of wine, then make out. First of all, I want to know that. I want to make sure it's the day that feels good to me. I want to make sure I'm feeling that in my body, that that's what I want to do. And then maybe for you need like a time blocked for you to like feel safe in that. So this is where like getting pedantic, getting like really into the details, which sometimes people don't like. They're like, I don't really want to do that. I just want to show up. But it's like, yeah, but that doesn't always work.
Yeah, I'm pretty like go with the flow. And
But you're not.
I mean,
You want to be go with the flow, but then you don't show up because he was like, hey, let's have some presents. And you're like, but I need to clean the dishes and I need to.
well, but I want to make the atmosphere perfect for our hangout.
But that is not go with the flow. Go with the flow is not clinging to making sure the atmosphere is perfect. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. In order to feel flowy, you need structure. You need structure to then flow in. So this is like a lot of people are like, I want to be go with the flow, but then they have zero structure in their relationship and their life. And then they actually aren't go with the flow because there's zero structure there. And then so nothing feels safe to them. So you create structure so you can flow. So the structure is, I want to know exactly what we're doing, when we're doing it, how we're doing it, what the expectations are, so that I can then feel into where my nervous system is at and tell you like what I'm capable of. And then I think if you have an honest conversation about this is what I'm capable of tonight, he would appreciate that more than you just not like showing up.
Oh, for sure. And I will say, in his defense, I don't have the executive functioning skills to have structures for myself. It is something that is very difficult for me and I work on a lot. But for someone else to set the structure really helps me.
Right. So maybe you tell him that. But I mean, what I'm saying here is not a huge thing. It's more of a just you need to be informed about what the expectations are, and then you need to choose how much time you're going to do it for.
Yeah, I get that.
That's not super, executive function. It's just like, what are we doing? What do you want? Can I do that? How much time can I do it for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think my problem also is I think I can do anything. I think I'm capable.
So then what you'll do is you'll set, okay, hey, I'm going to set an alarm for 5 minutes and then check in 5 minutes to see if I'm still feeling good.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what you're going to do. So then switching to the gaming issue, I actually think it's a really similar solution, which is setting a timer,
Yeah.
which is just like, hey, you get lost in your games, but I want you to have your game time because you really enjoy this and you're passionate about it. And asking, like, would you be down for if we set a timer for an hour? Having a conversation about it and then just setting a timer and then getting his yes beforehand. So you're not going in there as a mom and saying, you have 1 hour, I'm setting a timer, right? You're saying like, hey, I really want this and I want this, but I also want you to have your time doing something you love and that helps you to decompress. So what would you think about like setting a timer so that, you don't get lost in it so that you can then come join us? And when you ask a question like, what do you think about it? You're actually asking that curiously, right? And that goes not just for you, but everyone listening. When we ask our partners things, we're not doing it in a passive aggressive way, in an angry way, in an accusatory way. We are literally being curious because you are curious. It's like, I wonder what he's going to say. I wonder if he's going to be okay with that. I wonder, if he has some reason why certain days he wants to play it longer than others. You're actually being curious and then you're having a dialogue and then finding like a middle point that feels good to both of you.
Yeah. Okay, Stephanie, can you help me find my feminine in our relationship? Because I think we would both agree that I probably exude a lot of masculinity when it comes to not my physical, anything, but as a person. I'm not connecting fully with my femininity, and I know that, and it's been something I'm working on because I know that's what I really want in our relationship. I think that would help a lot of these things. And as someone who has been conditioned to be this strong, independent woman who doesn't need a man, I have sort of lost I've lost that connection. I feel like you can help.
Okay, I love that question. But what I want to do is record a whole other podcast on it because there's so much to be said about that. So let's do that as our next episode.